energy?
When I was 7 years old, I guess to start with the topic it's all about, my issue with anger, and it stems from my mother. When I was 7 years old, I was hit by a car, and I can't remember. I remember a little bit about the accident. We came out of a store, we were shopping, we were going to be in a parade for, you know, playing baseball. We were little kids, me and my brother. And we all walked out of the store, and I walked out into the street, and the car, in my opinion, ran a red light. And I got hit by a car, and I was in the hospital. It caused a huge shift in my family. My mother pushed my father out of the picture in such a way that she wanted to take control of taking care of me. It left my brother sort of dealing with his own issues, and so my mom became sort of the male and female supporter and energy in that situation. And so my brother became jealous of me because I was getting a lot of attention, and I developed, I had issues with, you know, in my dream state, I would have nightmares about the guy coming to, you know, driving and hitting me, and then I would, and alternately in the same dream, being in the car with him as he was driving. And I would wake up and my family would, you know, my mom would come and, you know, calm me down. So there was a lawsuit. We were trying to, you know, figure out how to sue this person, you know. And my mom documented a lot of things. And she wrote down, you know, I was reading through papers recently as to try and clear up the energy of this, that, you know, when I was in school, I would get sick, and then she would come and she would carry me home. And I thought, I never remember that happening, that she would carry me home. You know, maybe I faked having a stomach ache or something, but I don't remember that happening. So I think that started her perpetuating some lies. And recently, well, I shouldn't say recently, 12 years ago, my father passed on, and there was a lawsuit against the doctors that misdiagnosed my father. So there was a settlement. And my mom said to my brother and I, well, I'm going to give you a piece of the settlement so that you can do, you know, you can pay off your medical school loans and your brother can do whatever he wants. But I'm going to hold on to it for a year so it accrues money. And I agreed. And then a year came by and I said, well, I'd like to buy an apartment in Manhattan and do all this stuff so I can pay off my loans and live my life and perform on Broadway. And she said, no, because I think you're just going to spend it thriftily. And I said, what do you mean? I've done all this stuff. And I was, growing up, I was pretty much mom's boy. I became a doctor. I did this and did that. And I'm trying just to live my life. Why can't you support me in doing what I want to do? Well, I did it anyway. And I stopped, this is 3 years ago, I stopped talking to my mom in a way that, for self-preservation, so that I didn't, you know, I don't want to be around someone who's toxic and who, you know, lies to me about things. My mom has a lot of love inside of her, and I see that love. But I can't change anyone. You know, I understand that I cannot change people. They can only change themselves. So I can write a script that one day that she'll love life again and see our relationship as being fully enlightened, but I can't change her at this time. And
Before you go further, what's the configuration of this day? Are we going further after a segment, or are we at the end of this? Let's take a segment of refreshment.
Okay.
No homework during it.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to start at the bottom of this.
Okay.
And in a similar way to what we did earlier, we're going to show you how overcomplicated you are making all of this. In other words, we ask for it because we ask you what was needing to be healed about the energy of your family.
Mm-hmm.
But we're wanting to help you to come to this place of now.
Mm-hmm.
You are taking on the work of years and years and years and years and years and years of struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're using all of that to complicate your now, and you just don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to help you in such short order to just let loose of all of that and yet benefit by the contrast and where it has put you.
Okay.
And in the process, everyone who's listening in will feel the advantage of that also, because it's just not necessary for you to fix everything that ever happened or even understand why it happened mm-hmm. in order to benefit from the contrast that has parlayed you to where you now are. You are making life far more complicated than it needs to be. And we're going to help you in very short order clean all of that up.
Thank you.
Good time for a segment of refreshment.
Thank you very much.
We are concluded.